Kof Beis Shvat, Wednesday the 15th of February, Rabbi Elimelech Van Zetter, Kol Isha, and children's musical toys and CDs.
A very good morning again. The Pasuk says, Baruch Ato Bevoyecho, Baruch Ato Betzeisecho. Hashem HaVazeche, she's saying Yeshia here, the very day after I arrived, and I felt very mevorach, felt very gebench. Tomorrow we're going back, Baruch Ato Betzeisecho, I feel very mevorach, it is mamash a privilege to be here.
Amen.
I was asked this shaila 2 years ago, and I looked in Poskim and I couldn't find a straightaway answer to the question. So we know Pirkei Avos says, "B'mokum she'ein ish, yistadel yoisish." If you can't find the person to do it, try to do it yourself. So, Baruch Hashem, I was able to learning the sugya be'iyun. And I'm going to share with you the findings of my learning. May this shir be as chus for the refush lema of the gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, of Yosef, Rav Steinman, of Tuvia Weiss, Rav Belsky in America, who should have a refush lema bezush. So the question that arrived was as follows. Rabbi, we have a few children's toys that play music, and some of them have women singing nursery rhymes. Toys playing nursery rhymes. Is it a problem for my children to play with these toys when my husband or any other man is around? So the children are playing, listening to nursery rhymes sang by women, and there are men around, husband, man. They also ask another question, which is very much similar to this one. There is a siddur. It is called a musical siddur, and I don't know if you saw it at all. Ashkenaz, Sfard, and Sfaradi. The Ashkenaz was recorded by a man, so no problem. The Sfard was recorded by a woman. Just as a mother teaches tefillah to his son, his daughter, the Nusach Sfard one was recorded by a woman. So the child is learning, presses the button, hears Kriyat Shema, Igdal sang. The child is learning, and the father is standing there, maybe trying to learn some Torah. There is singing. So we have to address this question, and in order to address the question, we have to ask two sub-questions. First, is it at all osur? Is there an isur of kol isha? How serious is it? Secondly, what kind of isur is it? If there is such an isur, we know there is, but it is a rhetorical question. What kind of a nisr is it? Is it a nisr de reise, or is it a nisr de rabbonim? Which, at the end of the day, will make a hell of a difference in the psak halacha. The source of the prohibition is in the Gemara, in Maseches Brochas, Daf Chof Dalet Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Omer Shmuel, Kol Beisho Erva. Kol Beisha, a woman's voice is considered nakedness. And he brings a posuk in Tehillim, in Shir HaShirim. Sorry, he brings a posuk in Shir HaShirim, Perek Beis, posuk Yudalit. And the posuk says as follows in English, "For your voice is sweet, and your countenance comely." That's what he says here. So he says that kol isha erva, woman's voice is nakedness. The Shulchan Aruch brings it. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch bring it as the aloche. It's the aloche. That's here, over here. They bring it from the Rambam. The Rambam in Yisrei Bia, Perek Chof Aleph. Aloha base says the following. Ve'oiser davar mechukei seilu areyu choshud al arayos. Anyone who does one of these things, he's going to mention, is choshud al arayos. He's suspected of arayot, of illicit relations. And he says, ve'osur ladom mikris be'adov u'beraglov u'ili remos be'inav. It is also for a man to touch another woman's hands, legs, lirmoz beinov, to look at her, and what do you call it when you
wink?
To wink, exactly, to wink at her. Lachas min arayus, to any one of the arayus. V'chol lischoy kima, v'chin lischoy kima, oyle akil roish. And also, if you are over friendly with her, and kalus rosh, you become a bit silly in your behavior with her. And even to smell her perfume or to gaze at her beauty is also. Umakina miskaven ledavar ze makas mardus, says the Rambam. Anyone who does one of these things and is mechaven, has the kavana to enjoy it, is punishable by makas mardus. What is makas mardus? Lashes. V'amistakel afilu be'etzva ktono shel isho, even if he gazes at the pinky, the little finger, v'nizkaven le'inus, and his intention is to derive pleasure from his gazing, it is as if he's staring at her innermost part. Finishes the Rambam saying, and even listening to her voice, or to look at her hair, talking about the woman, of course, is osur. These are the words of the Rambam. I hope you paid attention, because there is a deal here. The Tur and the Beis Yosef are going to show us that there is a deal in halacha stickled differently from what the Rambam writes. Okay? I'm not going to repeat it all, but I'm going to read the end. At the end, he says, "We also lishmoya kol erva." It is also forbidden to listen to a woman's voice, since it's compared to her nakedness, or to gaze at her hair. And he brings before that, he brings all of the things that the Rambam mentioned. But he says over here, he says, anyone who does one of these things, the aforementioned prohibitions, and has the intention of being of having any annoy, any pleasure, deriving pleasure from what he's doing, is punishable by lashes. Not stam lashes. Not the lashes for, it's makas mardus. I'm emphasizing makas mardus because there is an explanation associated with it. The Beis Yosef says something here. Because if we pay attention to what the Rambam wrote and what the Tur is bringing here, we're going to see that the Rambam mentions makas mardus before mentioning kol isha. Whereas the Tur mentions makas mardus at the end of it all. Makas mardus, the reason why I'm emphasizing this is because makas mardus is the punishment for an isur derabonan. It's the punishment for an isur derabonan. It's not the punishment for an isur deoraisa. The Beis Yosef says over here, as follows. It says at the end, over here, it says, "V'afilu lishmei kol erva oili roise." Over, he's quoting the Lashon of the Rambam. Osur ad kan l'shoinui. Afilu lishmei kol erva, even listening to her voice, oili roise, or to gaze at her hair, is also is forbidden. Ad kan l'shoinui. As the Beis Yosef, v'afal pi sheizkir makas mardus koidem isu shmias kol erva v'riya seoro, and even though the Rambam mentions makas mardus before mentioning kol isho, kol ervo and seoro, voice and hair, Mashma le Rabbeinu de Ani Nami Making Reisei Makas Mardus. The Mashma says it is Mashma. It is self-understood from the words of the Rambam that these are also punishable by Makas Mardus. That's what the Beis Yosef writes, and that's the way he brings it in Shulchan Aruch, Chof Aleph, Aloche Aleph. Nevertheless, the Divrei Yatziv in Eben Ezer Lamed Vov 36, his Choylik, he disagrees with him. He makes a deep analysis of the halachas presented by the Rambam, and he arrives at the conclusion, according to the words of the Divrei Yatziv, he says, he holds le'alocha that kol isho is lighter, is a lighter prohibition, is lighter than the prohibition of gazing at a woman's little finger. Why? Because according to the Rambam, whereas the latter is punishable by Makas Mardus, the former is punishable by Makas Mardus, he mentions no such punishment by Kol Isha. According to the Divrei Yotziv, his Hoylag on the Beis Yosef, he says, it's a lighter prohibition, because it's not punishable by Makas Mardus.
According to him, what would be the difference between looking at hair or looking at a finger?
According to the Riyotiv, he's mentioning from the Chomor to the Kal. So gazing at one's hair would be even lighter than listening to her voice. Now, what kind of voice are we talking about here? Because it says, kol erva. Kol erva. It says, the voice is nakedness. But what kind of voice are we talking about? Are we talking about singing? Or are we talking about stam, listening to a woman's voice? Of course, we know the answer. The Shaila stands, and it is over here, the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel, Sifkot Dalit, he explains it to us. Shulchan Aruch, he says, Aval kol pnuya, he brings a number of exceptions over here, to kol erva, to the voice being considered nakedness. Aval kol pnuya, ol kol ishtoi, mutar, ela beist filoso. The voice of a Pnuya, the voice of a Pnuya, Pnuya, we might translate it as an unmarried girl, but it's not really the Pshat. The Pshat of a Pnuya is a woman who has not yet seen her first veset. Okay? It's a woman who's not, it's a girl who has not yet become a woman in the sense of reproduction and everything that comes with it. So the voice of a Pnuya, there is a Chazon Ish brings a Chiluk. The Chazon Ish associates this medame, listening to the voice of a Pnuya, with Negiya. He says, in the same way that a girl under 3, you may touch her. Between 3 and 5 and 6, there are different days in Poiskim. Over 6, over bas mitzvah, below bas mitzvah, it's against a deal in the Chazon Ish, but he's medame. But stam, the Mishnah Brura brings, I'm going to read it in a minute or so, that apnuya is before her veset, and any woman, even if she's unmarried, after their first veset, they become begeder erva. Says Rav Fuchs in Halichos Bas Yisroel. Rav Fuchs in Halichos Bas Yisroel says that this is supposed to occur. The chazokah is that it occurs at age 11. So from 11 onwards, we assume that any girl is becheskes nida, and the nida is erva, is one of the arayes. Therefore, it would be also to listen to her singing. But if you have a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old singing, according to the base Shmuel, there is no problem at all. Aval kol pnuya, we call ishtei mutar, even your wife's voice should be also mutar. We're going to see in Shulchan Aruch Barachayim Ayin Hei in a second. Ela beis tefillah also. But in the moment of tefillah, it is asur. Tefillah or shah dvorim shebikdusha. Tefillah or learning Torah or anything that is associated with dusha. Okay, Moshe Koso be'orachayim, as it is written in the Orachayim, we're going to see in a couple of minutes. Ve'ayim be'prishu Moshe Koso b'shem ma'arashal, dafka kol erva oso. And see what the Prisha wrote in the name of the Marashal. We're talking, he says, dafka kol erva oso. Kol erva is prohibited, aval kol dibur shela mutar. So he explains it here. Kol erva is the singing voice. Why? Because it says further on, but kol dibur, the spoken voice, is no problem. Rav Vosner has a tshuva, if it is mutar or not, for a man to attend a class, a shir, a lecture, given by a woman, but that's against a different shir. The Amalei Mishas Kedushin Daf Ein the Issa Shem Sham Kol Erva Afil Veshelosh Shloimo Osur Tirezarashpo Kol Dibur. He says, what do we do with the Gemara? There is a Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Ein. He says, even Shailosh Sholim is Osur. Even talking to the woman, listen to her response is Osur. So, what is the Teres? If you go and she start talking to her and you want to know what's going on with you, then we get into a problem, because you might familiarity breeds contempt. You know this saying, you get too familiar with a person. So, but Miss Thomas talking to a woman and listening to her voice is not a problem. The problem starts when we talk about singing. Okay? What does the Mishnah Berurah say about it? What does the Shulchan Aruch say about it in Orachaim? Orachaim Orachaim Ein Hei says the Shulchan Aruch. And Sif Gimel says the following. Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Leizayer Mishmi Askol. One must pay attention to the prohibition of Shmias Kol, or listening to a woman's singing. And he qualifies, he says, Kol Zemer Isho. It's not Stam Kol, it's a Kol Zemer Isho, Bishas Kriya Shema. When you are saying Kriya Shema, and other Dvorim Shibik Dusha for that matter. Adds on the Ramah brings, compliments the Zalokh and says, V'afilu Be'ishtoi. And even his own wife, aval kol aragil boy, eino erva. But anyone, but any voice you one is used to listening, and it's not going to stir up emotions or feelings when you're listening to that voice, is not erva. It's not erva. The Mishnah Berurah here explains the following. Zemer Risho Afilu Pnuya, he says, even an unmarried girl, Aval Shalu Bishas Kirei Shema Shari. He says, if it is Bishas Kirei Shema, when you're saying Dvorim Shibdusha, even a Pnuya is Osir. Aval Shalu Bishas Kirei Shema Shari. But if it is not in the moment when you are Isaac, when you're busy with Dvorim Shibdusha, it is Shari, it is Mutter. But he qualifies. He says, there is a demand over here. There is a requirement. You're not planning. Your intention is not to derive pleasure from what you're listening. So that you don't come up with impure thoughts. And Ashes Ish, and the singing of an Ashes Ish, and any of the Arias, is completely forbidden. You can't listen to it at all. And even a Pnuya, who is a Nida, Miklal Arayas, it is one of the Arias, Upsulus Didan, he says, in our unmarried girls, Kulan Becheskas Nidus, Hen Mishigia Lahen Zman Veses. All of them are becheskas nidus, are considered nidot from the moment when they see their first veset. As I mentioned before, Rav Fuchs says it says anyone over 11, from 11 onwards is to be considered a nida. The kol zimer pnuya nochis. What happens if she's not Jewish? Igam ken bichlal erva. The also lishmoya, it is also erva and also lishmoya. Carries on the Mishnah Berurah and says further on. I'm skipping a couple of lines, and he tells us what he holds the halacha, and we go according to the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Even though we should know that there are poiskim, the prima godim, in Shoshana Zamaakim, Tes holds that Kol Isha is an Isur Deoraisa, even though the Rambam mentions Makas Mandus as the punishment, but the Prima Godin says it's an Isur Deoraisa, but the Mishnah Berurah paskins unequivocally and says the following. He says, Keva Delo Matzino de Mikrai Erva Midoraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah, it's not Erva Midoraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah, so if Hosuk, he puts an end to this, to the discussion in Parsons, it is not an Isur Deoraisa, the singing is not an Isur Deoraisa. Okay, so now we are able to identify that there is a prohibition associated with listening to a woman singing, and that such a prohibition is a prohibition derabbanan. So what do we do with the Shiloh? How do we Parsken? Do we have enough information to Parsken the Shiloh? Do we need to look even further?
Is Lewis live as opposed to 8?
Oh, exactly. Fantastic. Because the Aloha is talking about live singing. The Aloha is talking about when you are in the presence of the woman who is singing. What happens with a tape, with a CD? What happens with that? Because it's the person there, the person is not there. So it is germane to the Shiloh that was asked about the nursery rhyme toys. So you had to look. The way to go, exactly as you say, is to see what do the poiskim write about CDs, tapes, recordings of women singing. So we're going to see that we have a myriad of deities in the poiskim. You're not surprised, are you? No. It makes it all the more interesting. So the Helkas Yaakov, Rav Breisch, Zechet Tzadik Kodesh Livroche, from Zurich, he writes in Or HaChaim Siman Lamed. He says amazing words. He says that he knows of no heter that would permit listening to female singing on a recording or on the radio. What do you do? You're listening to the news in your car. You're driving. You're listening to the news, and all of a sudden comes some publicity, and it's a woman singing. What do? You turn off your radio. You go into the elevator. like, you know, background music in the elevator. And all of a sudden, especially in America, this is very common. There is always background, I don't know why, always Brazilian background music in the elevator. I don't know why. So it is, listen, it's a woman singing. What, do you press the emergency button and go out of the lift? What do you do? The Helga Zekov says there is no heter that would permit listening to female singing on a recording or on the radio. His raya is the Gemara in Sofer. He brings the Gemara in Sofer, the Chesam Udalev. The Gemara says, Omer Rava, Rava says, Eina yoytze rore shoylet ela alma she einaim reyes. The yoytze rore, the person's evil inclination is only shoylet, can only dominate the person through what the person sees. Once the person sees something, his yetzer hara is going to be fortified and is going to be shoylet, is going to take control over him. So the Chelkas Yaakov explains this Gemara. It says this Gemara is talking about female singing. Why? Because once one has already finished listening to her, one is going to be me'arer. You're going to think about what you listened to and who was the singer and fantasizing Chazal Sholim about that singer. He says, not Bishas Meiser. Not Bishas Meiser, not when you're listening to the recording, because when you're listening to the recording, you're paying attention to the music. But after you've done listening to the recording, you're going to think about the singer. Impure thoughts are going to come into your mind, so says the Chelkas Yaakov, there is absolutely no heter. There is a Beis Shorim, who is an earlier poiser. A Beis Shorim, Or HaChaim, Siman Lamed Gimel, it paskins that if one does not know the female singer at all, he doesn't know her, he's never seen her, even once, and he listens to her, he writes about a phonograph. That's how much of an earlier poiser we're talking about. He doesn't write about CDs or tapes, he's writing about the phonograph, but it is completely safe to assume the same is true for a radio or for a CD. It says if one is not acquainted with the singer, has never seen a picture of her, there is no iser of kol isha midina, according to the Beis Shorim. So al pi aloche stam al pi aloche, there is no iser of kol isha. But he says the Beis Shorim, says the Bishorim, as is the custom of many poskim, at the end of the tshuva, Baal Nefesh Yachmir. Anyone who is a Baal Nefesh, who is meticulous in his performance of the mitzvahs, should act stringently. Rav Vosner, what does Rav Vosner say? Rav Vosner, Shevet Levi, Chelek Gimel, Tshuva Kuf, Pei Aleph, 181, he answering a question asked. He was asked about this Beis Shorim. Rav Vosner was asked, he says, what do we do with this Beis Shorim? So Rav Vosner explains that the prohibition of Kolisha aims at preventing improper thoughts and mentions that this is also the position of the Levush. He brings the Levush in Or HaChaim 75, in the Eben Ezer 21, and the Meiri in Brochus. Rav Vosner also brings the words of the Maran Shik. The Maran Shik writes very similarly to what the Beis Shorim is writing, commenting on the Gemara we mentioned before in Maseches Kiddushin, Dafayin Amud Aleph. Says, the words of this Gemara are only applicable if one sees the woman's face or knows her. But concludes the Maran Shik, he says, if one is not acquainted or does not know the female singer, or she is not in his presence, there is no chashash at all. But the Rav Vosner says, the Maran Shik and the Beis Shorim, again, are talking about a woman's spoken voice. As in Shaila Sholim, according to the explanation given by Rav Vosner, they're not talking about singing at all. Because singing has the power to awaken a man's feelings, thoughts and desires. And he adds on, Shtikel Musar, he says, in the vast majority, 99.9% of all songs are about feelings, desire, and evil pay. So is that what you're doing listening to that at all? You shouldn't be listening. Besides the Shaila, we're not going to go into the Shaila. One may listen to music, may not listen to music, it's something else. But he says, the songs are about things that you shouldn't be listening to in the first place. So according to the Shevet Halevi, according to Rav Ozner, there is no heter also. But we do have the Bishorim, we do have the Maran Sheik. On face value, without a deeper analysis in the way they did, on face value, they are talking about Kol Isha Zemer, singing. It says, if you don't know the person, you have never seen her. According to them, there would be no Isser, and this is the position of, not surprisingly, because this is a very well-known psak, this is the position of Chacham Avadi Yosef. Rav Avadi Yosef, in Abia Omer, Rechaim, Chelek 1, Shuva Vov, he takes issue with the stringent psak of the Chelkas Yaakov and on anyone else who ruled stringently. He brings the opinion of the Yisrael and several Ilamuid, mentioning the Shulchan Aruch, and he holds the aloche, Rav Avadia Yosef, holds the aloche that if you've never seen a photo, if you don't know the singer, if you're not acquainted with the singer, if there is no way you could think of who the singer is, you may think of who the singer is, but you don't know, you can't fantasize about her, because you have no knowledge of what she looks like, according to Rav Avadia Yosef, there would be no problem of Kol Isha. The person wouldn't be over the Easter of Kol Isha if he were to listen, albeit inadvertently, to such recording. Rav Ozner, as I mentioned, disagreed. The Tzitz Eliezer, and with this we're going to finish, but the Tzitz Eliezer brings a complete chiddush, which is a gewaldige chiddush. The Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Waldenburg, was also a great poisek when it came to medicine, and was in order to paskin a shaila, he would look into even technicalities of the shaila. So he spoke at length to sound technicians, and he came to the conclusion that what you listen to in a recording is not the person's voice. It's a reconstituted voice after going through a series of technological steps that ends up being a recording. So he says, in the same fashion, one wouldn't be Yoitze Kriyas Megillah over a loudspeaker, Tkia Shofar over a loudspeaker, or over the phone, if one were to live it on, let's say, for a second. This is in the same way you're not Yoitzer. Why aren't you Yoitzer? Rav Scheinberg, for example, holds the aloha that when being Mesader Kiddushin, the Mesader Kiddushin can't say the brocha over the microphone. Because a million of people has to hear the brocha, and if you say it over the microphone, there is not a million of people hearing the brocha. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, what one is listening to in the recording is not the person's voice at all. So the aloha, we paskind that this is applicable to the person who asked the shaila. Over in London, Baruch Hashem, we have great poskim who may disagree with me completely. The aloha, there would be no problem with Kol Isha if one were in a room with toys playing nursery rhymes. If one were to go into an elevator with background music, one wouldn't be violating the Isha of Kol Isha. Baruch Hashem, this community shall be gebench und gesund, and we shall meet again with Simchas. Okay.